Blog Talk Radio.
In a place called non-existence, and I think it's time that we gave ourselves some distance. Going through the stages of love and war, and nothing changes. Tomorrow's not promised. For today, and maybe we'll see through this rain.
We had searched for heaven, what we saw was hell. Is there a solution? Only time will tell. Maybe with some patience, we will find our way. Maybe we'll cross the path once again.
Oh.
You're listening to Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Solo Rescue Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. What are you doing? Are you backing up your trailer?
Oh, that is so funny. I'm so sorry. That is my microwave. Backing up the trailer.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking he's backing up the trailer, and he's baking his Hot Pockets or something.
Man, I'm so hungry. I'm so tired. I've been driving all day, but Don Fleming is always here to save the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, goodness. That was Tony Morrell right there. Man, oh, man. Now, he's a European artist that we had on the show a couple of times, and so much love to Tony, and God bless him, and God bless you, Don. Thank you so much for just being here, man. What a great song to start the show off. That
beautiful
was a great song,
man. What an amazing song.
Yes, yes. Anyway,
man.
So Don's got to go, man.
You were on, and I know we got a little delay, so we might overlap each other. So I apologize in advance to the listeners out there. But I gotta ask this: where have you been driving to, man? Where has Wardell been driving to? Wardell seems to be. You know, I'm thinking he's backing up the truck, but now he's back home and putting something in the microwave. So,
I went to Victoria. I had to go to Victoria. My part, I ordered a part for my zero turn, and it was supposed to come tomorrow, and I got a call late yesterday saying, hey, it came today. So I said, wow, okay, great. I'll be there tomorrow to pick it up. So I shot out there as early as I could, and I was like, oh, man, this is taking longer than I thought. And so then I called Don Fleming, and I was like, Don, can you please can you please do the show? Can you get it going? Hey, I want to give a shout-out to Greg and his friends out there in the UK. Much love to you guys. I will be playing a song for y'all today. So don't worry, when I get on, I will play a song. Much love to everybody. And also our condolences to Greg's friend who lost their little doggy, beautiful little dog. Much love and rest in peace. You're in doggy heaven now. And so, but anyway, man, Don, so that's where I've been. I've been running around doing my stuff. And I got back here, but it was like, whoa, I'm in the studio and it's just... Oh, boy, I'm so glad
I called you. It's all good, but I got you covered, man. Let's go ahead and get some music started on this block, starting off the show. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday, playing great indie music, great jazz music, and classic blues to modern blues, all that good stuff, every Wednesday, 3 to 5 p.m. You know how we usually do, but I got to play this song. I got to start off with some new music from Mr. October London. This is one of my favorites right now. It's called Back to Your Place. Keep it locked right here, Solo Records Radio.
I've been looking at you all night.
I've been Oh, The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the pillow clean. So rest your head and read a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? I'm not sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide when all the world is warm and tight. You cry a little in the dark, or so do I. I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well, he makes you look real fun. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, it's something new. But did you ever call my name just by mistake? I'm not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I just write some love.
Radio. That was music from the Robert Glasper Experiment from 2012. Of course, that is Letter to Hermione featuring Bilal. It's a new take on the old David Bowie song. Of course, classic Letter to Hermione. Before that, from 1981, music from Mr. Norman Connors, Philadelphia native, right there. Of course, featuring Glenn Jones, all the way back again, 1981 classic, Melancholy Fire, and started off the block. Gave you some new music from Mr. October London. Back to Your Place. I love that. You know, it gives me vibes of Marvin Gaye every time I hear that song. And of course, he definitely drew inspiration from those classic Marvin Gaye albums, especially one of my favorites, Hear My Dear, and of course, I Want You. You know, that's the old Sugar Shack picture, you know, from the I Want You album. So I'm getting those type of vibes on that song. But anyway, let's see if we can get Wardell back on. I know you're busy, brother. I just wanted to put you on the spot. You there?
I'm here.
Man.
So who you got from Philly on the air?
Oh, Norman Connors. You know, remember You Are My Starship? That was Norman Connors and Glenn Jones. As a matter of fact,
wow.
You know, helped Glenn Jones put him on the map with that song, Melancholy Fire. So definitely, Glenn Jones, by the way, is friend of the show. Got to get him back on, hopefully. I know he's been out busy. I know he's been overseas doing some things. So I don't know if he's back in the States yet, but I'm sure Wardell can find out.
Yeah, I'll call him right now.
No, don't worry about it, though. No, we got about an hour and 36 minutes left of the show. Again, we got plenty of time to jam with you guys. You want to do something bluesy, man? I mean, it's up to you. You want to do some classic
blues, man?
Do
your thing. We like you.
Do the way you do it. Do my thing.
Yes.
Get up and do my thing. Yeah, everybody get up and do my thing.
I got sex machines, and you know what I'm saying? Moving and grooving. Can we count it out? 1, 2, 3, 4. Does that sense? Oh, man. Hey. Anyway,
you know what? Go ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to make sure a shout-out. Julian got hurt yesterday. And she says, but it's okay, I'm fine, and she act like it wasn't a big deal. But Julian, I read my text message and I was like, wow, all right, Julian. So we just praying that you're okay. And I know you said you're okay, but we just want to make sure you're okay. So we're sending out our love to you.
So prayers to her. Get better, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Get better.
But they had a great big explosion in some kind of warehouse yesterday in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
And they were storing stuff that they weren't supposed to have. So they are in trouble. They are in trouble. The owner is in trouble for having stuff. And the neighbors was like, this explosions just wouldn't stop. Just kept going and kept going and kept going. It was just like, It was like a war zone over there. So I called Julian and she didn't answer the phone. And I said, well, I just want to know that you're okay. And so she texted me back. She says, I'm okay. I had a little episode, but I'm okay. Everything is fine. And I'll look and check in, see how the people are doing with the fire thing. But and so when she said that thing about I had a little episode, I'm like, whoa, what do you mean? So that's why I just wanted to just say, you know what? It's really not our business, but we love you, and so we're praying for you that you are good and that you're okay. And so we love you, Julian. And also, I want to give a shout out to us. But what's your girl in California always mess with you? I call her your mama. She's like your stepmama. What's her name? She's in Cali.
Kimberly.
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to Kimberly. What's up, Kimberly? How you doing, sweetheart, over there? Hopefully you are well with all the strange weather that's happening for all of us. It's not just happening on the East Coast or the West Coast. It's happening right. I mean, we got serious fires going on in Texas, like the worst ever in Texas. So it's kind of, this weather is just something else that we got to pray. And then all around the world, we got all kind of stuff. So much love to everybody. Be safe, be blessed, and be good. And we want you to know that we care about all you guys. And we just want y'all to be, you know, able to enjoy your life in a good and safe way. So God bless all you. All right, Don, you got it back, my
brother.
No doubt.
No doubt. I got some blues coming up, but I haven't played this in a while, and it just came across my my little timeline. So I want to take you back about a year. It's music from XL Milton and Howard Johnson. Of course, Howard Johnson, a friend of the show. Of course, this is kind of new music. Can't get away from your love. XL Milton, guys, keep it locked right here. It is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Soul Out Records Radio.
I wouldn't want to anyway.
Name of the song is called Spend the Night, course, you guys remember Rashawn Patterson. If you were an 80s kid, of course, you remember Kids Incorporated. He was the young brother. And of course, you know, it's hard to really just say something from 1997 is considered a classic, but it is what it is. But we can go all the way back to 1958. Before that, Smokestack Lightning by Mr. Howlin' Wolf. Of course, that's one of my favorites. Fell in love with that song as a kid, and of course, revived after the movie Cadillac Records. Big fan of that movie. I love that movie. Of course, it breathed new life into, you know, the Muddy Waters, the Willie Dixon, the, you know, because they talked a little bit about Chess Records. Yeah, a little exaggerated, you know, Little Walter, Hubert Sumlin. As a matter of fact, if you guys seen Cadillac Records, there was a scene where Iman Walker, I think his name is Iman, where he played Howlin' Wolf, and he was performing Smokestack Lightning, and Muddy Waters' girl was in the booth. She came to get a coat, and he was like, "Baby, why don't you go ahead and sing and stay for a while?" So he starts singing to her. What's so crazy, they were getting on the young man who played Hubert Sumlin and saying that he was playing too loud. The real Hubert Sumlin was in the background. And of course, it's right before he passed away. Actually, he passed away a couple of years later. But the actual Hubert Sumlin was playing, was the older man beside the young man who played him in the movie. So that was cool to see. A great scene. I love that movie, Cadillac Records. And of course, started off the block, XL Middleton featuring Howard Johnson. Mr. Hojo, Can't Get Away From Your Love. Man, it's Indie Jazz Wednesday. Indie Blues and all that Jazz Wednesday. I had to throw in some blues. There's some classic blues, of course. That's Smokestack Lightning. Of course, the kids, you know, we saw Cadillac. Have you ever seen Cadillac Records?
No. Nope.
Oh,
but before you go any further, I need you to know, what was that song that you said that was the song that got Glenn Jones started?
Melancholy Fire, Norman Connors.
Okay, Glenn.
Yes,
Glenn
sir.
Jones.
Yes, sir.
can you tell us that? So Glenn Jones, obviously it's Don Fleming. He's our co-host here.
No, don't you do this to me. Are you telling me, you have Glenn Jones on the line right now?
Yes, sir.
My God. What's up, Glenn?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Yeah, Melancholy Fire was the first R&B song that I ever did in my life. What happened was Norman was friends with my manager at the time. She was an entertainment attorney. Her name is Louise West. And Norman was looking to do, he was working on his project, Take It to the Limit album. And he needed mm-hmm. to find a male vocalist to feature on the record. And he had heard some of my gospel music. She played it for him, and he loved it. And I flew up to D.C. because at the time I was living in Florida. And I flew up, and I met Norman. And the next thing I know, I was on a flight to California, man, to do the record with Norman. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. So I was in shock when Don said that. I was like, "What? That's how he got started." So what were you doing before that?
I was doing gospel. I had recorded two gospel albums. As a matter of fact, the late great Reverend James Cleveland produced mm-hmm. My first gospel album. We recorded it at RTM, Ray Charles' studio in Cali. And then I came back to do a second project, and that's when I got hooked up with Louise, you know, as a manager. You know, she came in to manage me, and she played my gospel record for Norman. And I was writing, you know, I wrote, you know, all of the stuff on the album. And Norman heard it, and he loved it. But after the record came out, I think the record, the single was the second single from the album, because Ada Reaper was on that album. She had the first single. I think she did You Bring Me Joy, and then I did Melancholy Fire, and I think the record went top 15, something like that. And I started getting offers. You know, I got an offer from RCA Records to sign with them, and that was how I got my first deal.
Wow, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
What a great story. Man, I needed to hear that story, man. I was like, you got to tell us this story, because I had no idea. You know, like, if you don't ask, you won't know.
I didn't know that. Matter of fact, I did two songs with Norman. Norman came back to do another project, and he featured me on a song, on a track called Love Song. Stay and Sing a Love Song. Yeah, that's the second record and last record. Well, I did another record with Norman after that, you know. But that was my introduction, so I always give Norman credit as to introducing me to the secular world, you know.
Wow.
And it was great, man. It was great.
Okay, so
you were still in Jacksonville, though, right? You were still in Jacksonville, Florida?
Who, me? Now?
No.
I haven't lived. At that time, I was living in Jacksonville, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know your friend that you're sitting there talking to, Mr. Potts, you know, he produced a project on me along with his collaborators, Ricky and, yeah. And it was when Wardell was working with Leon Silvers. And Leon was the last piece of the puzzle. And at the time, I was living in Jacksonville, Florida. So Leon had to come down, fly down to Jacksonville to finish my record. And, you know, like the whole city was buzzing. Everybody was excited. You know, they had television people out there, everything, man. You know, because Leon Silvers was coming to town, you know, and we recorded at the spot called the Warehouse Studio. You know, that was many, many years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But hey, brother, I want you to know that I do have a new single. It's a duet with
Seems like we lost. Oh my God, it was getting good. It was getting good, and we lost the call. The call dropped. We got to get Wardell back on, and Glenn Jones. Oh my God. Had Glenn Jones on there, having a little audio difficulties right quick, but of course it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Wardell Potts Jr., I am your host, Don Fleming, actually holding it down right now. Let's go ahead and get into some music, man. I am, you know, every now and then I like to throw a little classic every now. You know what? Forget it. Since we had Glenn Jones on. Oh, do we have Wardell back?
Okay, we have
Wardell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay, so go ahead.
I was saying that the single that we did, it's a remake of I Want to Be Closer by Switch. And Gregory Williams, the the founder and original member of Switch, he heard the record. You know, I asked for his blessings to do the record. And he heard it, and he flipped, man, and even Philip Ingram. The whole band loves the remake we did. I think Switch did that record back in 78, I think, sometime in the late 80s. But we did it, and we were featuring a young brother named Tony Exum Jr. on sax. He killed it, man. I mean, the record is sweet. So it's like classic R&B, man, which, in my opinion, is missing, you know. So, we need all the support we can get with the record, man. But it really came out great.
Awesome. Man, well, so we'll get it soon. If you get it to me, we can go ahead on
text me your email address.
Okay.
Right on, and I will make sure you get it today.
Okay, great. Man, oh man, and thank you so much, man, for calling back and stuff, taking the time out to hang out with us. We love you and appreciate you very much.
This is a blessing and a surprise.
Thank you, man.
So then Don wants to interview you. So whenever you get time, let us.
Just send me that information or give him my information, and we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, brother. You be blessed.
You know, it's funny. I thought Glenn forgot about me. He's like, yeah, I remember you, brother.
Hey, man. You know, it's good to, you know, come across people that you've known for years, man. You know, people that are still, you know, in the music thing and still doing their thing, man. So it's a blessing to even be in music all of these years. So I'm glad to have a chance to talk to you guys.
Amen, brother. God bless you, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. All right, brother.
All right, buddy.
You be blessed.
You be
safe. Okay. Okay. All right, man. You too.
All right. There you go. You called it.
Man, every now and then, Wardell throws like that little curveball. And, you know, I just happen to play Melancholy Fire. And, you know, of course, this is Indie Blues and all that jazz Wednesday. He's like, Glenn Jones was on that? Like, yeah, did you get my text? He's like, I'm going to make a call. No, don't worry about it. Next thing you know, I do another segment. We get him back on. He's like, yo, Glenn, like, come on, man. Don't do me like this. But it was just a blessing and a surprise, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you got to do the interview with him. I'll set that interview up whenever you get ready. Let me know.
No doubt, man. Wow.
I'm
excited about the new single. I'm excited to hear his take on that Switch classic because I know he put his foot in it. So as soon as we get it, man, you know, we got to play it. We got to play it.
Okay. Absolutely.
You know what?
All right.
Let's keep the music going, man. I'll start it off, and you want to finish it? You want to finish the segment?
Yeah, I'll finish it. I'm coming in with a dedication to one of Greg's beautiful friends over there overseas. So y'all hang in there. It's coming on next after this.
All right. Dionne Warwick, Deja Vu, keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
We don't have to dream of love.
song. And so this here song, this is the first time I get to dedicate the song to Melody over in the UK. Melody, God bless you, sweetheart. I wish you the best. I pray that God is with you and keeps you. And thank you for having the patience and hanging in there with us today on Solar Records Radio. Greg was just so excited about making sure I played the song for you. And he did everything he was supposed to do. So we got it, girl. And so we're praying for you, and we hope you're well, and God is good for you, and you take care of yourself. And thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. This song is for you, Whitney Houston, One Moment in Time. God bless you.
Of me, I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall.
need some time to rearrange just how you feel, cause I'm used to being by myself. But everything you add to me is so good for my health, yeah.
I want to thank Don Fleming for starting the block off with this. My goodness gracious, that girl, Dionne Warwick, was something else and still is. What a blessing. And then we were able to dedicate that song to Greg's friend. And just many blessings, sweetheart. May God bless you, Melody, keep you in the And I hope that that song was able to bless you and you enjoyed it. And we do this all the time. So anytime you want to dedicate a song to yourself, send it to Greg and he'll send it to me. And we'll just keep it rolling. All right, sweetheart. Thank you again. And then we ended the block off with that beautiful song by Joe Levy, Do It Again. So anyway, guys, hey, we got 52 minutes left in the show. And then I have to load up my trailer on the back of my SUV, and then I'm going to head in town and pick up my U-turn. Yay! So see what's happened to me? I moved into the country, and now I'm a country boy. Lord have mercy, I am a country boy. And so it's kind of crazy. And it's kind of good. It's crazy because I never thought I would be a country boy. Like, why am I getting excited, right, about that U-turn? Uh-oh. Anyway, let me see here. I don't know how to do with that look. Let me make sure this is right. But anyway, guys, much love to all you guys. And may God be with you and bless you, like I said. And y'all all take care of yourselves and keep up the good work. And we're going to... Like, I'm going to slip into some jazz on you now, y'all. You know, I got to put some jazz on you. Is that okay? Because it is indie blues and all that jazz. And I heard the indie. Oh, man. Come on. Okay, fine. I had to play this song because it just popped up. It just was like, what about me? Okay, so it's one of my groups that we wrote and produced for. So here we go with Real to Real. Love Me Like This.
This girl, oh, no, no. Okay, Matt, where is she?
She's not coming.
Where is she?
Hey, Mitch, you've been stood up. We've all been stood up.
Yeah, I've been stood up.
Stood up by
me. I'm saying, I thought
you guys. That's who you hired, man.
Oh, she exists. I thought you last week.
That's her habitat.
Hey. She is going to be here.
Uh-huh.
I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Smile at night. Revolution.
It's about to get turbulent.
Thank you.
to birds. Suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be
song, and man, that song is really like put me in this state of like I'm relaxed. I'm so relaxed. I had a nice lunch with you guys. I had my Japanese Chinese food. I had my hot soup, and then you had this beautiful lady get on and sing her heart out, Sharon Marie Klein, close to you, singing close to you. Thank you, Sharon. And we got my brother, Don Fleming, on the line. Obviously, it's time to go home. Time to close it out, Don.
Unfortunately, you know, good things come to an end. But we'll be back. You know, God willing, we will be back. We will definitely be back, man. Great songs, man. Great selection. Getting a chance to, Glenn Jones. We got to thank you, you know, hooking that up for, you know, Glenn Jones. We got some new music coming out. So definitely want to peep that and definitely going to play it here on Solar Records Radio. So what a pleasant surprise to have that brother on for a brief second.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. He, as a matter of fact, he said I was supposed to text him my email. I got to do that. So I'll do that right after we finish here. But, many blessings, man. Thank you, Mr. Glenn Jones, for calling in. And may God bless you. His song just came out. So you guys look it up, and we'll be playing it. I'll play it sometime this week I'll play it. So I'm going to play it.
Okay.
I can play it on Friday. So, but anyway, guys, many blessings. And Don, anything in closing you would like to share? Oh, by the way, I want to say, go ahead, Don, say what you want to say first.
No. I just wanted to, you know, thank you for letting me hold it down in the beginning and everything. And, I was just kind of multitasking, but I love, you know, engaging with you and able to, you know, play some good music for the people. And again, thank you so much for all the listeners who support the show daily. And all the shows.
Absolutely.
Shout out to T-Meyer also.
Absolutely. T.T. in the house. I would like to thank Emily and her mom and, you know, Greg and, you know, we're praying for everything and everybody. We just pray everything is good over there. Cheer up, Mom. We love you, and we hope you're good, and we know that you'll be fine, and we're just praying for everybody to be fine, as a matter of fact. So thank you guys so much. And we'll be in touch with you. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then Don Fleming will be on tomorrow night with his show at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Eastern. So we'll be hanging out with you guys shortly. God bless all of y'all, and have a beautiful rest of your evening, afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. God be with you all. All right, Don. We're up and out.
We're out, man. I'm ready.
All right. When I see you, I see love. Lord, have mercy. I love this song. Come on, Mr. Cornell Carter.
When I see you, I see love.
I'm living in another world. just a hero to discover. There's no way we can triumph without struggle. I'm just like you, why you trying to bring me down? I'm just like you, help me turn this thing around. I dream at night of a better day. You and I in a better place. Don't know how, but I know that I'll reach it. Don't know when, but I know that we need it. Lift me up, don't hold me down. I don't wanna be down, don't bring me down. Lift me up, don't hold me down. I don't wanna be down. Be there.